The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. 850-437-1620. Taking care of business because you know what time it is. 10 o'clock on Monday morning, and that means it's time for the Pensacola Chamber Connection. And we are here taking care of business this morning with Chamber's president and CEO, Todd Thompson. Good morning, Todd.
Good morning, Meg.
And we have a special guest, somebody I know really well. Christy Craig is here. She is the executive director for Ready Kids. Hey, Christy.
Hey, Meg. So excited to see you.
Me too. It's like old home week all of a sudden. You're going to have to explain, Todd, what this is all about.
Yeah. So, I mean, this is one of the cool things about the Chamber and seeing, yeah, we talk about the Chamber connection, but I mean, y'all are connected through Leadership Pensacola or
mm-hmm.
LEAP.
We were in the last class.
Yep.
And the greatest class ever.
Right. And so, you know, we get to talk about, we're going to talk a lot about education today, but we can also talk about the LEAP Education Day was just last Thursday. So we'll kind of tie all of this together into one big, great show, and looking forward to talking to Christy. But yeah, first, you know, Christy, just kind of tell us about yourself and what you do.
Sure. So I always like to tell everyone that I am a proud Pensacola native, born and raised, love our community and all of the great opportunities it affords us, especially Leadership Pensacola.
Wow. You don't even hear that much anymore that someone's a Pensacola native. We've got so many transplants like myself, but I feel like a native after 20 plus years.
That's right.
But you've born and raised here.
Yes. And it is such a great community. I'm always so inspired by everyone who is a transplant, who loves and knows our community just as well as I do. But I do have the great fortune of serving as executive director at Ready Kids. We are a small local nonprofit that is focused on kindergarten readiness. We work really hard to get kids in our community ready for kindergarten through pre-K mentoring, family engagement, educator support, and just really that full circle of support for our future leaders.
Oh, I just love that organization. You do make such a difference for kids. It's really, really necessary and needed. So that's really great.
Thank you.
So talk a little bit maybe about leadership, the leadership program, because you are taking applications now. Are you done with that yet? You still are, yes?
Yeah. So this is the final week.
That's what I thought.
Well, this is the nomination period right now.
Right, nominating people.
Yep,
okay.
Yep.
So explain how it works in case someone doesn't understand what it's all about.
Right. So Leadership Pensacola is a 10-month program that starts in August and runs until May, where you get a behind-the-scenes look at every aspect of our community. And one of the days is Education Day, and we'll get into that a little bit more here in a minute. But you also have Military Day, you have Healthcare Day, Local Infrastructure Day. So all of these different areas that make our community work, you get the behind-the-scenes look with 54 of your newest friends.
Your closest friends,
right.
Exactly.
So it's a class each year. It was about 55 people.
Which sounds like an awful lot at first, but it's amazing how you get to know everyone.
Right.
Because you do a lot of things that help with that. Like we have a retreat that we do together. We have a different programs. You travel to Tallahassee. There are things that you do that you actually do get to know everybody before it's all said and done.
Yes. And my favorite part was that you get to know people from so many different sectors. Mm-hmm. Being in the nonprofit world, I feel like I know so many of my nonprofit friends and our business leaders, but I got to meet lawyers and doctors and mm-hmm. People from all walks of
healthcare.
Life. Healthcare. Yes. Exactly. And those relationships remain strong to this day.
Yeah, the Healthcare Day was one of my favorites to go to visit the hospitals. Our class got to visit Baptist right after it opened, which was pretty neat. So the new Baptist Hospital. So yeah, you get a chance to go places and meet people you would not otherwise come in contact with.
Right. Yeah. So you can go on our website, PensacolaChamber.com, and you can nominate yourself. You can nominate a coworker, a friend. But the nomination period ends this week. So this will be the end. And then month of March is the application period. So that's when you send in your application, any letters of recommendation, thing, you know, supporting documents. And then the committee will make their decisions in the springtime, and then we'll release the new class after this class finishes in May.
Okay, this is very exciting. Yeah. So I got to know Christy and what she does, because I didn't know anything about Ready Kids till I met her, and that was last year. So maybe you talked a little bit about what you do. So what is going on with your organization right now?
So we have a huge family engagement event coming up on Saturday, March 8th, called Read Across Pensacola Day Extravaganza. It is a full fun day of celebrating reading, giving children access to books. We are going to be at Wedgwood Community Center from 10 o'clock to 1 o'clock, and we are inviting every family to come out. Doesn't matter if you've got a child who's 2 or 3, or if you've got a child who's, you know, getting near their preteens. It is a day that is truly designed for everyone. We want to celebrate the power of reading, the joy of reading, the amazing feeling you get when you pick up a book and it takes you on a journey and you're exploring new worlds. We want every child to know what that is like. We're going to have live story time sessions all day long. We're going to have guests from the fire department, from the police department. I think it's actually the sheriff's office and the county fire, so I said that wrong. But we're going to have local authors. Anna Terrio, P is for Pensacola.
Oh,
so
neat.
Lots and lots of guest readers, VIP guest readers, who are going to make it so fun, really immerse you in the world of storytelling. And then we're also going to have over a dozen community partners from YMCA, Boys, Big Brothers, Big Sisters, Changing the Narrative. They're going to be out giving resources to families, and every single one of them will also have crafts or giveaways so that you get something hands-on and interactive at every turn of the event.
Wow, that is going to be something. So you've got to give the dates and times again, because I'm already ready to go.
Yes, Saturday, March 8th from 10 o'clock to 1 o'clock at Wedgwood Community Center, entirely free. We'll also have pizza and snow cones. It's going to be a blast, and outdoor activities, some inflatable sports fun things, music, selfie station. It's going to be so much fun.
And where is Wedgwood Community Center?
So it is off of Pensacola Boulevard. It's tucked in a neighborhood, but it is pretty easy to find if you put it in your GPS, but we are looking a little bit closer to the north end of town.
Okay, excellent. This sounds like it's a great thing. And I was lucky because for whatever reasons, my parents put a book in my hand when I was really little. I started to learn how to read very, very young. And it made a huge difference. I love to read to this day because of that. It was a huge difference maker for me. But you'll laugh, because the books I was reading was C. Dick and Jane. Jane Carries the Bucket, you know.
Yes. Those,
so I'm aging myself there. They've gotten much more sophisticated.
No,
Good Night Moon, you know, so many other great books for kids. But talk a little bit about that. When do you start and how do you start?
So I love that you're sharing that, because it's so true. It's so important. Reading is so, so fundamentally important to a child's development. And honestly, you start on day one. You can start reading books. I mean, gosh, start before they're even born. Read while you're in the womb. Children hearing your voice when you're not even formed yet, it is really formative to a child's development. But from day one of birth and beyond, it is such an amazing connector for that emotional component, for the literacy, for the vocabulary. We've heard sometimes that parents think that they aren't supposed to talk to their child until their child can talk back. But the reality is they can't talk until they learn those words. So we do find that, especially from some of our more disadvantaged neighborhoods, there are children who come to our Reading Pals program in pre-K, 4 years old, who have never picked up a book, who have never experienced the joy and the wonder and the educational aspect of reading. A lot of us, our formative years are shaped by books. They're shaped by curling up in a comfy chair, or being in your grandparents' lap, or having a parent read and do all the character voices or act it out. And we want every child in our Reading Pals program to have that same experience. That's why we're always looking for mentors. It's 45 minutes a week, or you can partner with a friend and come out every other week. Right now is a great time to get started. It's such a fun experience. You get matched with a 4-year-old kid, and you guys get to engage in reading and fun activities, puzzles and Play-Doh and STEM kits and fairy tales to, again, build that foundation for them to be lifelong learners.
And this is especially important for those kids who have maybe both parents are working and they just don't have the time, or the child goes to daycare, and the daycares sometimes, you know, often do a great job with that. But this is to make sure that the kid is getting exposed to learning and education and just learning to read.
Absolutely.
And not being afraid or intimidated by it as they get a little bit older.
Yes. And to nobody's fault, time is hard to come by.
Right.
You think about a child who comes from a house with multiple siblings. Maybe it's a single parent household. Maybe it's a family member who works multiple jobs. Or maybe you come from every resource available to you and time just doesn't exist. You've got bath time. You've got homework time. You've got sports in the evening. You've got dinner time. You're washing up. So 45 minutes of undivided attention from a caring adult who shows up every single week for you is profound.
Oh, that sounds wonderful. So you're listening to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. This is the Pensacola Chamber Connection. 850-437-1620. If you have some questions about Ready Kids or the Chamber, just text them in, and I'm sure that Todd or Chris will be happy to answer your questions for you.
Yeah, so Christy, I know you guys have opportunities for people who might want to volunteer. Talk about that for a minute. Does the event on March 8th, do you have opportunities there? But I know throughout the year you need volunteers to help.
We sure do. Ready Kids is all about collaborating with the community, and volunteers are the heart of our mission and what make everything we do possible. For our event on March 8th, Read Across Pensacola Day Extravaganza, we would love for community partners to join us. If you are part of a nonprofit or part of a business that has resources to share or swag and exciting items to give away, come out, join us, help our children and families get as much goodies and as much resources as possible. In terms of just straight up volunteers, we are good with that event, but we always, always need volunteers for Reading Pals, our pre-K mentoring program, again, 45 minutes a week, or you can partner with a friend and your commitment is cut in half every other week. We go the duration of the school year. So right now, you know, we're coming up on March. You really are only looking at a 2-month commitment, but that can still make a significant impact for a child in need. And then, of course, we know you're going to fall in love with it, and it gives you an opportunity to start fresh with us the following year.
And what's the best way to get in touch with you for folks who are wanting to help out?
The best way is to visit our website or our Facebook page. Both are ReadyKidsFL, ReadyKidsFL.org, or at ReadyKidsFL on social media.
Do you take by any chance donations or anything like that in terms of books?
We
that
sure
kind of thing?
Do.
Okay, I didn't know. I was afraid to ask.
Yes,
but, okay.
We love books. We love books of all ages. While Ready Kids is focused on supporting kids in their pre-K year, we go to lots and lots of community engagement events to really meet families where they are. And in those events, we see kids with siblings who have, you know, very young, babies in their family to teens in their families. So gently loved or new books, we would be happy to take those. And again, reaching us at readykidsfl.org is the best way to get in touch.
Now, I'm curious, how is all this funded? You're a nonprofit, so how does all that work? Where
we
do you get
are,
the funding from?
We are entirely local, and we do rely on the support of our local community, but we are growing, and it is because of the generosity of said community that we're able to reach more children. So we have a lot of grants, a lot of local businesses, and individual donors who fuel our mission and make our work possible.
So if I wanted to donate, what should I do?
Again, ReadyKidsFL.org is going to be your best bet for everything. And I do want to give a shout out to our presenting sponsors for our March 8th event, Read Across Pensacola Day Extravaganza. It is being presented by Cardozo Law and Penn Air Credit Union. They've been longtime partners of us, and we are so grateful for everything they do. More than just this event, they support us all year long in a number of ways.
Fantastic.
That's great. So again, yeah, kind of tying it back to the Chamber and LEAP and what we do with Leadership in Pensacola. Talk about Education Day. That just happened this past Thursday. And I know we were just talking about before the show, you thought it went really well. And so give us your perspective on that.
Yes, I want to start just by saying Leadership Pensacola, my personal experience, was the highlight of my professional career. It was just absolutely life-changing, best relationships, incredible experience, getting to see everything that makes Pensacola, Pensacola. But we did have an opportunity to host Education Day this past Thursday, and it was my first year getting to see behind the scenes of how things come together, and we had an incredible committee. Austin Corson, the assistant principal at Tate High School, Ruthie Noel, executive director at Achieve Escambia, Lindsay Walk, she's the associate director at UWF in the career department, and Dr. Lou Sharon Wiley, of course, over Equity Project Alliance, and we gave the LEAP class an inside look of education from the earliest formative years all the way through post-secondary. We got to immerse them in their own Reading Pals experience at Jim Allen Elementary, where they got to go into a pre-K classroom, work one-on-one with a four-year-old child.
Oh, how fun. Mm-hmm,
seeing what it's like to be in the schools. We went to George Stone and got to see what it's like to be in the trades and what it takes to really, again, further our own community. We learned a lot about welding, which was fantastic. And we got to hear from Success Academy, an alternative high school, that, you know, if life has been a little rough for you, it's not too late. You can still earn your high school diploma, or perhaps you're facing some kind of medical challenge. And they let us see what school can look like for different people of different learning, abilities. We also got to hear from post-secondary, heard a fantastic panel from workforce development, but the key takeaway from that day was that there is so much effort going into learning in our community, so many people with heart and soul who are pushing our future leaders towards success in whatever that might look like for you individually.
Oh, my goodness. I wish I had been there now.
Yes. Oh, and shout out to Tate High School. We went there. And they were amazing.
They were great last year, too. So it really is something. So
Meg, we have to get you on the curriculum committee.
Oh, well. Right now, they're keeping me kind of busy here. And I'm supposed to be semi-retired.
Well,
but
I'm just saying we have opportunities.
I know. So we did get a text question that came in more specifically about the event coming up. So give us the name of the event again. And we said Wedgwood Community Center, but they said, is there an address? They didn't necessarily have a GPS. If you happen to have an address, that would be helpful. They were wanting to know, did they access from 29 or Pine Forest? I have no idea where this is, so I can't help.
You guys are asking someone who is a little navigationally challenged, but I do have an address. So Wedgwood Community Center, our Read Across Pensacola Day extravaganza. The address is 6405 Wagner Road, Pensacola, Florida, 32505. I personally have accessed it from Pensacola Boulevard. It's pretty close to the W Street, Pensacola Boulevard intersection. I would say 5 minutes from
there. Oh, good. That should be helpful. So thanks for texting that in. We are listening to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, and the Pensacola Chamber Connection. If you have a question, anything goes. 850-437-1620. Todd just gave me a look like, no. Not anything.
Almost anything.
Almost anything goes. So, Todd, you keep busy at the Chamber, no doubt. What are some of the things that are on your agenda now this week and this month?
Yeah, so we just had our legislative luncheon on Friday.
How was that?
It was great. You know, Derek McGee, who lobbies for Johnson and Blanton in Tallahassee, came over and gave us a preview of what's going to be happening during session, which starts next week. But we have our Good Morning Pensacola breakfast is next Friday.
This coming Friday?
Next Friday the 7th.
Oh, okay.
March 7th.
I gotcha. Okay.
At Scenic Hills Country Club. So you can go register at PensacolaChamber.com. And then the Tuesday after that, we have our State of the Economy luncheon.
Oh, which that should be good.
Yeah. So we always do it towards the beginning of the year and bring in experts who will talk about what they're seeing in the economy. Obviously, we have a new administration in Washington, D.C., and what are their policies going to mean for us locally, and what's happening with the tax laws and things like that. So, again, you can go on our website, PensacolaChamber.com, and register for that. And if you want to get our emails, we e-blast regularly everything that's going on at the Chamber, but you don't have to be a Chamber member to get those. You can go to news@PensacolaChamber.com. Leave your information, your email address, and we can add you to that distribution list. So you can find out about all of our events and activities.
Oh, that's great. Because just to keep in touch with what's happening in the community, it's a great resource.
Yes.
Super. Okay, so what else is happening?
So we also have PACE Awards that are coming up at the beginning of April.
Explain what that is in case someone doesn't know.
Right. So PACE Awards, Pensacola Area Commitment to Excellence Awards, where we give awards in 8 categories. Things like leader in education, emerging leader, pioneer award, professional of the year, businessman of the year, you know, all these different awards mm-hmm. that touch all different facets of our community. And it's really the best of the best in our community. And it's really our signature event for the year. And it's just incredible to hear the inspiring stories of people and the things they've done. And sometimes, you know, they're not very well known, but they've done incredible things. So it's an opportunity for us to really highlight those folks. And it's just a wonderful evening every year.
It's a lot of fun. I've been to it a few times. It's a wonderful evening, as you said. So that's really great, too. Okay, so we just have a few minutes left here, guys. What would you like to emphasize? I want to hear one more time the date, time, location, in case someone just joined us. This is Christy Craig with, she's the executive director with Ready Kids. Tell us what's happening.
Yes, so we have got Read Across Pensacola Day Extravaganza coming up on Saturday, March 8th from 10 o'clock to 1 o'clock. It will be at Wedgewood Community Center, 6405 Wagner Road, Pensacola, Florida, 32505. We will be giving away books, having live story time session, giveaways, and resources from local agencies and business partners. Lots and lots of hands-on activities. We'll have characters in costume, balloon animals, face painting, a lot of interaction. Active things indoors and outdoors, so it's going to be a fun day, and we can't wait to see the community there. Kids of all ages and families of all ages are welcome.
Wonderful.
Free.
Oh, the magic word.
Entirely free.
Always sells.
That's always good. And then if someone wanted to find out a little bit more about how they could start their child with reading, talk a little bit about that again.
Definitely. We'd be happy to help any parent who's looking for resources or anybody who wants to come out and volunteer. You can find anything you want about us, including our entire team's contact information at our website, readykidsfl.org. Our personal cell phones are on there. We're happy to text anytime you need us.
And spell ready, because I don't think it's spelled the normal way, right?
It is, actually.
Is it?
R-E-A-D-Y, kids,
K-I-D-S. Why did I think it was I? Maybe it's the kids. Okay.
And fl.org.
Okay, so ready, readykidsfl.org. Yep. For some reason, I was thinking it was with just the I, but it might be the kids part.
Spelling is fundamental.
Yes, yeah, right. Maybe I need to come back and take some reading classes again. Well, that's a wonderful organization, and you do make a difference, and it does make a difference for kids as they come into school. You don't want them starting behind.
Thank you.
You don't want them starting behind. Super important. Okay, and if people are interested in the chamber.
Yeah, so again, our website's PensacolaChamber.com. You can get all the information about our upcoming events, our programs. If you want to become a member, you can access the membership application there. But also, you can call our office and talk to Willa Licata, and Willa will get you all the information you need, all the benefits, all the great things that go along with being a member of the chamber. And we're just, you know, continuing to grow.
How many members do y'all have now?
So as of last week, this is easy to remember. We literally had 1,111.
Wow!
Fantastic.
Yeah.
But I think Will has probably brought in a few more since then. So, but yeah, we continue to grow. You know, great things are happening here in our community, and we just we're there to support it.
And it's such a great way to network and to meet people and to support your business, make new friends. There are so many advantages to belonging to a Chamber of Commerce. I'm a little biased.
Yeah.
Yes. Having worked with two over the years, right. I'm just a little bit biased about chambers and LEAP programs. And again, the deadline for LEAP, and how do people apply for that?
Yes.
To nominate themselves.
Right. So nomination period ends this week on Friday. So go ahead and get those in. But again, you can go to our website, PensacolaChamber.com. And very simple, just a brief little form to get that name and information in.
All right. Thank you both so much for being here on the Pensacola Chamber Connection on Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg, Christy Craig with Ready Kids, and Todd Thompson with the Chamber. Thanks again for being here with us.